Number six, and this is very instructive. Jesus said in John 15:19, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, I have chosen you out of the world. In his prayer to his Father later, he said, Father, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. That's where you are if you're following Jesus. The world isn't following after Jesus. The world isn't seeking the truth. The world isn't listening to me teach. You are, because you want to know what's right. And if you want to know what's right from God, if your heart is really after the right thing, you are not of the world. But if you have not received the new birth yet, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet, you still are not in Christ. You are not of the world, but you are not in Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus said about his disciples. He said they are not of the world, but in John 17, he prayed to the Father that they may be in me as I am in you, Father, and you are in me. John 17:21, he prayed that they may all be united, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And the last thing, the seventh thing about their spiritual condition that Jesus himself said, he said that they were chosen and ordained. In John 15:16, you have not chosen me for yourselves, but I have chosen you for myself, and I have ordained you. So they were chosen and ordained by Jesus, but they still were not born again. Listen to what else he said about them. In John 16:12-13, he said, I still have much to tell you, but you are not now able to bear it. They were chosen by God. They were ordained to eventually preach the gospel for themselves under the power of the Spirit with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. But they could not even bear to hear truth that Jesus wanted them to have. I still have much to tell you, but you are not now able to bear it. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. After they were born again, then they could bear the truth. The powerful truth of God, not the least of which is to say, if you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to God, whether you're Jew or Gentile. And another thing Jesus said that we've already read in an earlier lesson, that they had never in their lives ever of themselves asked the Father anything in Jesus' name. And he said in John 16:23-26, that when they were born again, they would be able to do that. Now let me review very quickly these seven points about the spiritual condition of the disciples before they were born again on the day of Pentecost. Number one, they were clean, but they were not sanctified. Jesus said both. Number two, they believed in God, but they did not believe in a new covenant sense. Jesus said both. Number three, they loved Jesus in a natural, friendly kind of way, but the love of God was not in them. Jesus said both. Number four, they belonged to God, but they did not have the Spirit in them, so they didn't belong to God in a New Testament sense. Jesus said both of these things about his disciples. Number five, they believed that God had sent Jesus, but they did not know Jesus. Jesus said both of these things. Number six, they were not of the world, but they were not in Christ. Jesus said both of these things. And last of all, they were chosen and ordained, but they could not bear to hear the truth, nor had they ever asked the Father anything in Jesus' name. They were like unborn children in the womb of the kingdom of God. And they were nearing the hour of birth until it came in Acts chapter 2. This is the spiritual condition of the disciples before their new birth. And it's the condition of people now who are seeking the truth and have not yet received that new birth experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.